Here's a Spirit Catholic Radio vocation inspiration.
Hi, my name is Sister Sarah Elizabeth. I am currently in Norfolk, Nebraska, originally from South Dakota. I am a sister with the Missionary Benedictine Sisters of Tutsin, our priory in Norfolk, Nebraska. I had quite the journey to figuring out that I wanted to pursue this particular vocation because I always thought I would be married and have a bunch of kids by now. But little by little, the Lord opened my heart to what His will for my life was. Really starting in college, I had been pursuing men, and in a sense of unrest, the Lord called me out of a relationship into just more relationship with Him. And as I grew closer and closer to His Sacred Heart, He led me on the path to a nun run and made very clear by an outpouring of roses that He wanted me to consider this path as a sister. I ended up working for a year as I tried to figure out the where and the when, but eventually came across our sisters here in Norfolk and just had this great sense of coming home when I visited them. And the search for even who I was, I found very much within this particular community that I had found. With our charism as Benedictines, having hospitality and trying to balance work and prayer and leisure and all of these things, seeking community all the time and seeking Jesus together in community, which is by far one of my favorite things. One of the most challenging things of our life as well, because as any of you know who have siblings, like, you don't always get along with everybody you're with. But the ability to journey together for a common goal with sisters that are encouraging you along the way has just been such a fruitful piece of this path in life that God has taken me on. For those of you that are considering the Lord's will in your life right now and where He might be calling you, my advice is to really be open to the baby steps that He's asking you in each particular day and each particular path that He's calling you to. But that can't happen without daily prayer life, because you really have to become familiar with what His voice is to be able to know, like, how He's calling you. So yeah, just to really get to know Him so that He can show you what He desires for you, and then it can become your desire as well.
If you are being called to pursue a religious vocation, talk to your parish priest or contact your local diocese.